Aline Bukuru joins me on the line now. She is the leader of the refugees that are camped inside the Central Methodist Mission Church in the center of town. Aline, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Let me start off by asking, how are the refugees doing? What is the state of health inside that church now?
Yeah, we are here. We are trying to improve sanitation. We are trying to clean. We are trying to protect ourselves. We are trying all our best also. We are trying also, some of our people, they are going to the health facility. They are contacting to Somerset Hospital just for checkup. We are also worried about ourselves, and we are trying.
And Aline, how many people are inside the church?
We are more than 100. We are hundreds of people inside there.
And are you aware then that you, by gathering in the numbers that you are breaking a rule and a law that has been put down by the President of South Africa that says because of COVID-19, we cannot have more than 100 people staying or gathering?
Yes, we understand that the situation that the world is going through, but unfortunately, these refugees, we have nowhere to go. And when we are inside here, we are more safe than the way we can be out being exposed on the virus.
But health officials are saying it is very unsafe to be in a situation that you are in. I mean, even before COVID-19, to have hundreds of people and many children staying inside a confined space is certainly not healthy at all for anyone inside that church.
So we are trying to maintain hygiene. We are trying, but anyway, there is no what we can do. Because even like when they say later decided to chase those people, those refugees out of the church because for their safety of getting this corona, I think that is totally wrong, because sending them out to sleep in the street is exposing them more than leaving them in the church.
Aline, you've obviously left the Methodist Church of South Africa with no choice but to then go to the courts. I know that Reverend Alan Storey has certainly not intended to use legal procedures in order to evict you from the church, but they left with no choice but to go to the courts. And I know that the Department of Home Affairs also sharing their concern, saying that it is unsafe for all of you to be inside that church. And I'm not discounting what you're saying about how you are trying to make sure that you are sanitized and that you're cleaning all the time. I'm not taking any of that aside. If a court order was to be issued tomorrow, let's say, it won't be. We don't know when the court date is going to be. But if a court order was to be issued tomorrow, instructing you and your and the refugees that are inside that church to leave that church, will you leave it?
I think as refugees, we know that coming here in the church, it was not on our willing. We have pushed with the situation. I think you all know the story why we end up being in the church. And being here, so we are in and we feel safe because we are in the hands of the Lord. And also, like if that court order being issued, I don't think that it's a good decision, because as a church, they should think on how to protect us, to protect these vulnerable children, rather than chasing them out, going on the sun, rain. Look, the winter, it's close. So even people who have been removed, some of people, our sister and brother who have been removed from outside the church, still now there's no solution for them. So there's nothing that has been done for them. So I don't think that it's a good idea for church to do that, because they can properly see that there's no help at all that is coming on the side of the government, either the city. Even the home affairs, they've been taking people, they're saying that they're going to verify them and giving them the papers, documents, but there's nothing. Still, our children, they keep born, no birth certificate, nothing. They've got no hope of the future. And you can see the country is going worse and worse. So therefore, we are asking the church. They're the one we can run to. We are running to the church, the faith-based communities, because they're the one who can understand our situation. We know they are here to support, to heal and transform the communities. So they're the one who's supposed to support us. So chasing us out of the church is putting these vulnerable children and women on the big risk to expose them, and even to expose others. That is not good. I think it's not a good idea at all. They should think on how they can protect us, not just to expose us, to send us in danger, because chasing away is not the best idea. Is not a good solution. We should find solution. And I believe being many here, when we control ourselves, it's more safe than being outside. I thank you.
Eileen, but it is not safe for you to be inside that church. That is the point. It is not safe for you or the rest of the refugees in the numbers that you are in that church to continue living under those conditions. And that is the point that is being made here.
We understand it's not safe. Even being chased and stay on the road, on the street, still the same condition, still a disaster. So it's not safe at all. I think as a church, they should sit down, call, appeal to the world, if the churches like around the country, South Africa, they can't, to appeal, to seek for help.
All right.
If they can't in here, in the country, if churches, they can't help, so they can even seek help from outside where they can help. And we believe that churches, they are in capacity of helping, because church is there to transform life, to heal the communities.
Once again,
heal the nations.
I'm going to quote Reverend Alan Story, who obviously is the pastoral leader of the Central Methodist Mission, saying that the intention was to obviously offer a place of safety for the refugees when you were being chased away from the world of center, and what the situation is now and has been, quite frankly, for a long time, is unsafe for you. But let me ask this question as the last question, Aline. The Minister of Home Affairs indicating that the Minister of International Relations and Cooperation, Dr. Naledi Pandor, is going to be meeting with the ambassadors of the various countries that are represented by the refugees in the church at the moment, and will be left with no choice but to deport you back to your countries of origin. How do you respond to that from the Minister of Home Affairs?
Yeah, look, you know that they are on power, but as refugees, we know that South Africa, they've signed treaty for non-refoulement. So if they are there to use the law, we don't think that they're still sending the refugees in danger. So anyway, but they are on power. They can do, if they feel that they can't seek for our protection, so they can do what they feel like they want to do. Because you know that in this country, refugee, we have rights, but still our rights don't count. They don't recognize our rights. They've sent treaty to protect refugees, but they don't at all. That is why refugees, they end up being in this situation. They end up being killed. They end up, their children, they are being denied access to education. They end up not getting work. Refugees, there will be work than a country to consider that they are busy contributing to the economy of the country, but they will be taken like they are coming to loot, to to take their resources, while the refugees, they're hard worker, creating their own work business to contribute to South African economy. But at all, they don't see that. They see just refugee. They do nothing, just taking their belonging. So if they're still believing in that, they don't consider the effort that refugees they are doing in this country. So people like that, you can't change their nature. So let them do what they want to do. But you know that we are vulnerable and we need protection.
Aline, is that a fair statement to make, though? Because literally just outside the door where you are now is a very thriving and busy green market square that is generally populated by vendors who are from outside of South Africa. And those African refugees who are being productive and contributing positively to the economy of Cape Town and South Africa, they're not feeling threatened at all. And does your right as a refugee in this country...
Come again. I didn't hear. Come again for the question.
There are African nationals who are just outside the door of the Central Methodist Mission selling wares and product at Green Market Square to obviously people who are coming to that market. Those are African nationals who are in South Africa seeking refuge and are contributing, as you say, productively to the economy. But they're not feeling that their life is in danger.
Okay. You know what I wanna tell you. You know, being there does not mean that it does not determine that they are not in danger. They may be or not, but you can't refuse that the fact that this country there is a danger. And this country's xenophobia, is it for really? So do you think that people, they can just stay in these conditions, sleep down just for pleasure? For what? Looking what? So we understand that this problem is not affecting everybody. But for those who's being affected in this situation, so they can't stop seeking the help. They can't stop standing because of that one don't want to, because that one is safe. So we still have right to stand because we've been a victim of xenophobia for many years. We need to stand. And that person, if it's safe, so she or he can prevent others to stand for them. So others, they're standing because also they need to be safe.
All right, Aline, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for your time this morning. Aline Bukuru, leader of the refugees who are inside the Central Methodist Mission.